Vice President Mike Pence and his Democratic challenger, Senator Kamala Harris, meet tonight in Utah for their one and only debate of the general election. Two more presidential debates are scheduled before the November 3rd election, and last year, the city of Hartford was hoping to host one of these events. That bid was unsuccessful, but a lot has changed since then, mainly the coronavirus pandemic. Joining me now to look back at that bid is Jay Williams, president of the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving, which we should note is a financial supporter of Connecticut Public. His organization had pledged $1 million to bring a debate to the capital city. Jay Williams, as you look back, how do you feel now about Hartford not hosting a debate?
It's interesting. While we were very excited about the prospect of hosting a debate, looking back now, I think that we perhaps are quite fortunate in regards of the current pandemic, the uncertainty around the debates and whether they will continue with now, unfortunately, President Trump being infected by the virus. The fact that the engagement and participation from the residents, which was a significant part, in fact, the primary reason for our willingness to invest in the debate was to have a significant degree of inclusive participation from voters, from stakeholders who otherwise might not be able to get a front row seat. So all that being said, you know, I think that we find ourselves in a very fortunate position of not having to wrestle with now a whole host of logistical nightmares.
In a normal election year, what benefits would Hartford have seen from a debate? And how do you think that would have been different this year?
In a normal election year, I think the benefits would have been the fact that, again, we were targeting an inclusive group of participants. The increased engagement and registration and commitment of targeted populations that typically are unfortunately often overlooked, whether they are populations that live in high poverty neighborhoods, young people of color in the African-American and the Hispanic and Latino community. So I think that we would have seen a significant increased interest and participation from those groups.
So after it was announced that Hartford would not be hosting a debate this year, the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving said it would still earmark money for civics education and other efforts around the election and the census. Where does that stand now? How has that money been spent?
We have allocated upwards of $500,000 to more than 20 organizations over the last 18 months who have been engaged in get out the count for the census, which is exceptionally important, get out the vote registration. Prior to the pandemics gripping us, those organizations were doing the traditional in-person canvassing. Unfortunately, they have had to change the approach in many regards because of the public safety health issue that is at hand.
What does the foundation see as its role in helping to advance and elevate discourse in American democracy?
We believe that community voice and community leadership is essential in advancing that democracy. And as an organization that has been blessed with resources through generous donors, we believe that our role is to facilitate that community voice through the resources that we've been giving. But how do we invest that and distribute that through the community so those leaders across the spectrum of age and gender and race and ethnicity, across political persuasions, understand how essential it is for this democracy to survive, but more important, for this democracy to thrive, to be engaged in that process in a very meaningful and authentic way.
Will you plan to make another effort to host a debate in 2024?
2024 is a long way away. I do not know. This was not an easy issue for us to tackle. Our board had a very thorough and deliberative process. There was not unanimity. I mean, there were very strong and compelling arguments about how much of a risk this was. But at the end of the day, we are grateful that the board did. So, you know, let's get through this election and we will see what happens in the coming years.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Laura.
Jay Williams is president of the Hartford Foundation for Public Giving.